Seeing but not comprehending. Women's Forum, ladies, the third Thursday of the month, that is this Thursday. It is I think we're kicking off here. Yes. It is going to be today's the 16th of April. Thursday will be the 18th of April. That means Women's Forum, third Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond and Law's Angeles. What's up, guys? It's 9:01 a.m. here in Los Angeles in the year 2024, the 16th of April. And we're going to have a loosey-goosey Hake Report show. Hope you guys enjoy it. Have some cool music to share, some news to touch on. Abortion. They got to let the... They got to let the people off for a borscht. What a mess. Oh, I forgot to get rid of that. They have to let the pregnant employees off to commit abortions. It doesn't necessarily have to be paid. What a mess. I may talk about the WNBA. All exciting. I'm not that excited. But they've pushed that Caitlin Clark gal in front of everybody's face so much. And, you know, I like her her shot. Right on. She shoots a good shot for a girl. 22 years old, 6 foot tall. But there, I hear from multiple sources, both the chat and the local studio here, that they're making the WNBA players prettier now. Prettier. And so maybe more people are going to start watching it. Because people like to look at pretty girls. And but they're going too far with it, Mike, in my opinion. As they always do. The world always goes too far. I have some Vogue pictures. Censored, of course. Vogue, they have an orange carpet that I'm going to show to you guys. If things go as planned, of course. And, you know, the Alec Baldwin shooting. I may tell you a little bit about that. And some other stuff going on in the world. Simps kissing up to their wives. At least they have wives, Hake. Whatever. I'm going to talk about this guy who's celebrating his 45th anniversary. And he posted about it on the Neighbor app. The Neighbor app. Joel Friday says, well, the ladies NCAA playoff game was the most viewed in history over the men's NCAA playoffs. Wow. That's what hype will do. It gets people pumped. What? A girl who plays like a boy? Let's watch this. No, I don't know. I don't know why. But anyway, guys, let's get right on with the show!
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, it's the Hake Report, the Hake Report, la la la. Oh, it's the Hake Report, the Hake Report, la la la.
Hey, guys! How you guys doing? I am fine. I have my mildly provocative t-shirt on. Not provocative in the sense that it's excessively tight-fitting. Yet. It is a size medium, though. But it's the tri-blend, which never fits excessively tight. But it says, your daddy didn't leave you. He left your mama. And mine is special because on the back it says, don't be mad. Designed by Lock Your Door himself. Shout out to Lock Your Door. This is a JLPT. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com/stores and find yours, I think. rebuildingtheman.com/stores. All right. And let me see where indeed it would be found. Because I like some of his stuff. Okay, Spreadshop. I'm not sure if it says, has the don't be mad on the back. Let's see. If I click into it, what's the back say? Oh, yours doesn't say don't be mad. Yours is not going to say don't be mad. Let that be a lesson to you to jump on the t-shirt as soon as it's available, okay? Jump on it as soon as it's available. Otherwise, you snooze, you lose, guys and ladies. But isn't that a nice lesson from JLP? Fathers don't leave the children, they leave the mother. Oh, you abandon us, ladies and guys, males, who say, oh, my father abandoned me. If there's anything to that, as JLP rightly points out, it's because you were acting like her. You took sides, or you turned into a mommy's boy or girl. Men shouldn't dress provocative like that. It's not modest, says Terry. And are you referring to the tight shirts, those tight shirt guys? Or those, whatever. Anyway. Nice. Yeah. Calm down with that. Oh, I'm afraid of abandonment. But you can't help it. That's why JLP's message is so good about forgiveness. So you get over it. You know what I mean? I'm shaking my head. Okay, let's get into this stuff, guys. Employers have to let you get an abortion if you're working for them and you have more than 15 coworkers, according to this report shared by the far-left female-run outlet The Skim. Most employers will have to accommodate for abortion. Yesterday, finalized federal regulations confirmed that so-called workers, they're not workers if they're not working, are entitled to time off from work. In other words, bums. They're entitled to be bums for abortion. And of course, other pregnancy-related medical conditions. The regulations fell under the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, which goes into effect this June, a couple of months. Congress passed the law in 2022, although I don't think that this law mentioned abortion specifically. It had bipartisan support. Bipartisan does mean evil, but I don't know if the bipartisans would have supported it if it had included time off for committing abortion. It applies to most employers with 15 or more workers. Most employers with 15 or more workers. The time off is not required to be paid. But, the headline from the far-left extremist outlet, AP, even acknowledges that this is divisive, or divisive, if that's how it's supposed to be pronounced. Some people pronounce it like that. New rules for Pregnant Workers Fairness Act include divisive accommodations for abortion. Article by Claire Savage and Alejandra Olson out yesterday, April 15th. Writing from New York, these AP writers said, workers are entitled to time off and other job accommodations for abortions, along with pregnancy-related medical conditions like miscarriage, stillbirth, and lactation. Ugh. Under the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, according to finalized federal regulations published Monday, the regulations provide guidance, which is a communist buzzword, guidance, for employers and workers on how to implement the law, which was passed with robust bipartisan, meaning evil. I don't know if there is an instance in which bipartisan didn't mean evil. Even when Trump got it done. Because there was always something evil in there if it got bipartisan. But anyway, support in December 2022 sparked controversy last year when the EEOC, you remember the EEOC? You guys know what that is? Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, which should be abolished, and they should get rid of that commission, Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. When they included abortions in their draft rules, the executive branch drafts up rules based on what the legislative branch sends them. They make a law, which is probably overcomplicated and has way too much stuff in it anyway. You hear about these laws that are thousands of pages long. It's ridiculous. Obamacare, anybody? 10,000 pages long or something like that? You know it's evil. Laws should be short, sweet, direct to the point, easy for anybody to understand. Even a black. Shout out to the blacks. I didn't mean to make any jabs. It just comes naturally. Hold on. Stupid AP. No, nobody's stupid. The language means that workers can ask for time off to obtain an abortion and recover from the procedure. Another communist buzzword, euphemism for baby killing. The EEOC said that their decision to keep the abortion provisions in their final rulings, despite criticism from some conservatives, is consistent with its own long-standing interpretation of Title VII, whatever that is, as well as court rulings. They're hiding behind liberal communist agenda and precedent. The precedent, bad precedent. You know what else was precedent? The so-called Roe v. Wade, bad precedent, that said, oh, we're going to make up this right to privacy only for women so that women can kill their babies in the womb because it's between a woman and her doctor. And we don't know when a life actually is. That's what I hear that this Roe v. Wade thing was. It was before my time, and I've never read much about it. I just know that they pretended like that made it a federal law, a federal right to abortion. But they got rid of that because it was wrong. A based man helped get rid of that. So it reminds me, this tradition stuff and precedent and consistent with these dumb, evil communist rules from the 60s and stuff like that. Title VII sounds like the Civil Rights Dumb Act or something like that. It reminds me of all this police-hating stuff by the blacks. Shout out to the blacks. But if you're still not loving police, then you don't have love for the streets. Somebody said, oh, I still love not loving police, and I still got love for the streets. It's the DRE. You don't love the streets. You don't love black people if you don't love police. And for decades, they've been writing, oh, bleep the police, shoot the police, whatever. The war shouldn't stop until these cops body drop. They've been singing this for decades, or rapping. And that makes it cultural. When they said it, it's not a call for violence and a threat. Oh, it's just culture. We've had it in our culture for these decades. That's degenerate culture. That proves that some cultures are evil. Anyway. I never read much about it, but I'm going to run my mouth like a girl. Yeah. Just so you know that I've never read about the Roe v. Wade thing. Doesn't matter. It's history. Thank you to the man who tore that stuff down. And the ladies kind of helped a little bit. They're the helpers. I thought it was help mate, not help meet. Anyway, that's your news on that. Whatever. Jaime in Minnesota is on the line. You can call in. 1-888-775-3773. Jaime, how are you doing, man? Thanks for calling and holding.
Doing well.
Doing pretty good.
Nice.
Hey, David from Ocala, he was talking about that. If you say you haven't sinned, you don't have sin, then the truth is not in you.
Yeah.
That's from John. And First there's John. A verse under it. That's 8, verse 8.
Okay.
There's a verse 9. And it says, you know, if you say that you have not sinned, you make God a liar.
Right.
But if you are, if you repent of your sins and you admit them, then he's righteous to forgive.
Is that 1 John 3, something like that?
Oh, that was
or
right.
1 John 1? I forget. Sin? Everyone.
Yeah, 1 John 1, King James Version. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, this is verse 10,
uh-huh.
we make him a liar and his word is not in us.
Yeah.
But if we say that we haven't sinned, that's a past tense.
Right.
And yeah, we've sinned, but we don't sin anymore.
Right. And 1 John 3 says, no one who abides in him sins. He cannot sin. Sense. Something like that. So that same book that he's quoting proves JLP right about no more sin. And not him.
And I've talked to some old guys from the church, and I told them, hey, I don't sin anymore. You know, I don't do these things. And he says, well, this is the verse. And I didn't know too much about the Bible then.
Yeah.
But it made sense to me that when you're not supposed to sin anymore. And then everybody at church says, oh, we'll never be able to not sin. So that's
nowhere
not
does
new...
it say that. Nowhere does it say we'll never be able not to sin.
So that's not a new idea. That's a...
right. Like a, I know that.
It's something that's been repeated over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And instead of, you know, throwing everything out of your brain about the Bible and reading it for yourself, people will just listen to other people instead.
Yeah.
And then they'll read it into the Bible when they read it because they don't decide, I'm going to throw everything away. All
right.
of it. Yep. Everything I've ever been taught. And if it's in there, have faith that you'll see it again, but you won't.
Yeah.
You won't see it again.
Huh.
So David Ocala is wrong.
Yeah.
And it's right in there. You say that you have sinned. And that's the truth, but you sin no more, which is the truth.
Right.
And it's not very tricky like Paul. If you ask Paul something like that, he'd be putting twisting words and everything, and you'd never be able to understand it. But this is John. John's a straight arrow, you know what I'm saying?
You're a Paul denier, huh?
Yeah, that Paul, he's not morally straight, I would say.
By not morally straight, you mean he's immoral?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't mean the gay, necessarily.
No.
Okay.
No.
Interesting. How long have you thought that about Paul? That's distracting.
That's like, I don't know, 7 years.
And how long you been a Christian?
My whole life.
No, but you've... I mean like an awake Christian, because you were a Christian
two or three years.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because you were fallen. So during that, during those 7 years, the early part of those 7 years, you were starting to fall into the Black Lives Matter propaganda.
Well, yeah.
Well, not Black Lives Matter, but CRT, race theory, and white fragility and stuff like that. Okay. Huh.
Right. But, so those people that are those protesters, for Gaza, Palestinian
Gaza?
Protesters.
Yeah. The ones who sang death to America.
Yeah. Did you see that they were white? You can't see a whole lot, but you can see they're white people.
Are you referring to the one that was played on the Jesse Lee Peterson show where he taught them how to speak Farsi and say it in Farsi?
Yeah, and the
I think I did notice. Go ahead,
and,
continue.
I think that's with that white fragility, you know, they got him that way, telling him, you know, you got all this, what is that, white
privilege.
Privilege, yes. You got all this white privilege, and it's not fair. And then now brainwashed into thinking that way, and they got to do what these people, they're mind controlled, you know?
Yeah.
How do you unmind control somebody?
I wonder if they're, I wonder how many like normal Christian whites are falling for this stuff versus like Jewish or like sometimes maybe Irish or Italian. Those are the whites who tend to be more liberal, I think.
Yeah. I think maybe the Christians are starting to fall for it hard.
You're right. It's true.
But the Jewish people, man, a lot of them don't even believe in God. So
yeah.
They fall for the world.
Right.
Judaism isn't a religion. It's just a race now.
True. Yeah, and
it has nothing to do with religion.
Well, they do have a common belief. It's most important among them per a survey that I came across on Real Vincent James's Telegram that the most important thing that they have to believe in is the Holocaust.
Yep. And you know, that's one of the things, you know, they've milked that thing so hard that, you know.
Yeah.
You can see that it's evil.
Yeah.
It's evil. Absolute evil.
Yeah.
The white people, they got to snap out of it and see that none of this is none of their business.
Right.
And they ought to let, you know, the Israel do what they got to do.
Yeah. I mean, just let them work it out. They're closer to the situation. Let the men in that area work out a solution.
Right. And, you know, the Palestinians, they had all that time to figure it out that they weren't going to win. You know, all those years, they should have known better. They weren't going to be coming back.
Hmm.
They should have just dipped, you know, got out of there.
You're talking about Hamas?
Yeah, all those Palestinians.
Yeah.
They should have just gave it up. And I mean, how a smart person would know, hey, I got to get out of here.
I
protect my family. I'm not wanted here.
Many of them did leave. Some of them came to America. I wonder if that's I wonder what the circumstances of Rashida Tlaib coming over here. You know, the female congressman from Detroit. She's a Palestinian by blood.
Yeah.
Whatever Palestinian is. I wonder
why
she came.
What kind of brainwashing they got going on.
Oh, it sounds like it's bad on both sides, to be honest, but it's pretty bad from what I've heard. I mean, I've only seen like a cursory glance. So that's a good question. What kind of brain? You're talking about the kids who are raised in Palestine?
Yeah.
How they're brainwashed? Yeah.
Yep. And, you know.
And it's spreading.
I think there was a part in the Bible where Jesus was saying, hey, when you see the signs, you know, start heading for the hills. If you're up on your roof, don't go back down for your jacket.
And that, what was that a reference to when Jesus said that?
Can't remember. But
okay.
I was thinking, you know, if you start getting, you know, that piece of property out there, you know, you can run out there.
Right.
And you got it all set up nice and good. You got a cozy spot.
You're talking about my bug out property in the boonies on the outskirts of L.A. County or wherever, Riverside County or somewhere.
You can find one. Anyone. You just hook up a trailer to your Prius and you just start going whichever way.
Nice. Well, thank you for your call, Jaime. Appreciate hearing from you. Always interesting.
Yep. Bye.
Take care. I got to get to entertaining Rika Frederick in Los Angeles on the line here. Frederick, what is up, man? How you doing?
What's going on, Hank?
Not much.
Morning. I got a Bible verse for you since y'all are in the Bible, okay?
Yeah, stay close to your phone.
All right, can you hear me?
I can.
All right, check this out. Exodus 21, verse 24 and 25. All right?
Okay.
These are the laws, right, that was given by, I guess, God, right? Before God gave him the same laws that Hammurabi made before the Bible was made. So these laws, if a senior of upper class has destroyed one's eye of another senior, his eye shall be destroyed. If he has broken another senior's bone, they shall break his bone. So they plagiarized from Hammurabi's law in Exodus and Leviticus. Leviticus, they said, do you care, or do you ask me, like, sin to y'all, Paul, the Paulinism effect, like we're born in sin, all of that fake. You know that. Paul said he was a liar out of his own mouth in the Bible.
You know who else said he was born in sin? David, King David. David, the psalmist, I think he said, surely I was steeped in sin at birth. Now, you're throwing around the word plagiarized. I think that's just a new...
Where's his grave at?
What's that?
Where's his grave at?
Where's King David's grave?
Yeah.
I don't know. Where's anybody's grave? I don't visit graves.
We know where most...
I don't even know where my grandma's and grandpa's graves are.
Well, I know where my ancient pharaoh graves are, and they were way before thousands of years before Jesus.
That's because you're a mama.
They're only, in the Valley of the Kings.
Only mamas know where the graves are, because mamas
visit... They're in the Valley of the Kings.
Mamas visit graves. Fathers and men...
Poor. Nobody in the Bible has a grave.
Men don't care about the dead. Men
Nobody
live.
In the Bible has a grave.
So you throw around the term... I think you just learned a new word several years ago.
No, I've been saying plagiarism for a long time.
Well, you learned that word in your childhood, and you never grew out of it because you're misusing the term plagiarism.
I knew you had to throw it out once you get caught copying or cheating in class. It was wrong, but y'all just take it and act like it was inspired or revealed by God, and it's already been played out before. You want another one?
No, because you didn't even give the right thing.
Yes, I did.
Nuh-uh. Because
Hammurabi,
first of all, great
code of Hammurabi.
First of all,
before.
I know. I heard of Hammurabi's codes back when I was a sophomore in high school in world history and geography. You're giving me stuff from when I was 15 years old.
But how did it end up in the Bible, though?
Great minds think alike.
Oh no, great minds think alike. Think that.
And on top of that, some people say something true. And other people reference it, and sometimes they don't know what it's from. How old was Hammurabi by the time Moses came around?
Moses? What are you talking about? Moses never existed. It was
Moses made the law. How old was Hammurabi?
No, Moses didn't make the law, and he wasn't there with God when he was.
How old was Hammurabi when the law? Israelite law came around. Answer my question.
Moses wasn't a real person.
Answer my question.
Hammurabi was.
Answer my question.
That's the answer.
No, it's not an answer. How old was Hammurabi when the law came around? The Israelite law. How long dead was he?
What are you talking about?
How long was he dead by the time the Israelite law came around?
A long time.
So then that's not plagiarism?
They had cuneiform writing when Hammurabi was around. You know what type of writing that was?
I've heard of it.
Yeah. Okay, that's a long time ago before the Bible was written.
Exodus. Exodus 20.
Quit reading the people that are trying to help you on your tablet and send you wrong information because they don't know what they're talking about.
Now you're in your imagination. You're making up stuff again.
No, I'm not.
Frederick, yeah, you did. You just made up something that somebody sent something to my tablet, which is way over here, and nobody sent me anything.
Hammurabi predates Exodus. Come on, talk to me. Where am I wrong?
I told you great minds think alike. I didn't say you were wrong. I said you're throwing around the term, what term did you use? Plagiarism. Like you know what you're talking about.
But you said, that's not true. Hold on. And you looked down and you started to say, wait a minute. And then you was like, wait a minute.
I looked up.
You can't catch me. I'm telling the truth.
I looked up Uncle Google.
Listen to this one, though. Listen.
But the last chat that was sent to me was Dr. Dre from Sean. Nobody sent me anything.
Well,
so you're in your imagination. Okay. You make up stuff.
I'm in my imagination. Yep. I'm sorry. Listen, and the mythic Greek
better
garden
be careful.
Of Hesperus, a ghost of golden apples of immortality tree was guarded by a dragon. The same dragon in Genesis guarded the same tree. How is that?
Because they both knew the truth.
You are so slow. All right, that's why we at war today.
You remind me of. You remind me of.
And you're trying to backtrack and say, why can't we just leave Israel to fend for themselves after we paid for them for 70 years, invested in them? Y'all talk about Joe Biden leaving a vacuum in Iraq. What are we going to be doing if we leave Israel to fend for themselves?
I noticed that you changed. I noticed that you changed the subject.
So slow. No, I'm just telling you, this is what the war is over. And this Y'all believe this Bible so hard, y'all ready to die and kill everybody else around y'all. And I ain't going because it's fake. I don't believe in Christianity.
Now you're making up
it's
stuff.
It's the devil. Catholic, devil. Masons, devil. Jews, devil.
Rika, calm down, man. Yes, sir. You're making up stuff. I'm not ready to.
I'm not. Y'all at war. Two devils fighting, right?
Did you notice that you changed the subject?
No, I'm talking about plagiarism.
You just started talking about wars for Israel.
Why did Trump move the embassy to Jerusalem?
Because
all of this has to do with the Bible.
No, because Jerusalem is a beautiful.
No, it has to do with them coming for their.
Are you going to let me answer, man?
They're trying to rebuild a temple. They trying to rebuild a temple, and they ain't going to be able to do it. Look, let's talk about tithes, right?
No.
Let's talk about
You calm down, buddy.
Let's talk about tithes.
No. You stumped me. You had me. My pause is not time for you to just jump in and go crazy. All right. Let's go step by step. No, I'm a.
No. Hey,
I'm not ready. I'm not willing to die. And okay, so the UN founded Israel. I don't even know what to talk about. You remind me of Maze. Is Maze your mother?
I wish you would. Nah, she's not my mama, but she's a smart woman. I like.
She's
Maze.
Cute. I like her, but she changes. She jumps from thing to thing. She gets satisfactorily states her case for her satisfaction. And
right.
Some of us don't even catch what her point was. And then she moves on to the next thing. And that's what you did. And then you moved on to the next thing, wanted to move on to Biden. And I'm like, Israel. And then I said you changed the subject. And then you said plagiarism.
Yeah. The audience can keep up better than
you. No, they can. Okay, they might. That's true.
Yeah, and they as long as I can.
I know, but a lot of times the audience can't even catch what you're saying.
No, they watch me enough on other shows. Hey, Mama, with the good hair, I seen you creep by yesterday. Yeah, I ain't gonna. My bad.
Yeah, you're talking to the chat, and nobody knows. The normal people who don't look at the snake pit don't know what you're talking about. You're referring to somebody in the chat, and so.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I accept.
Yep. But anyway, Hank.
So what did you want to bring up about Biden?
You got to let go of Christianity because the plagiarism is what got us at war. That's what I'm saying. Bottom line.
I'm not at war.
Yeah, we are at war.
Speak for yourself.
Iran is about to attack Israel, so we at war.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, you just going to turn your back on Israel?
I'm not. I like Israel.
But you ain't ready to go to war for them.
It doesn't just because I like somebody doesn't mean I'm willing to go to war for them. If Trump wants to go
That's
to war,
right.
then I'll
I
go
like
to war.
I like your attitude. We don't want to go to war for Israel.
If Trump goes to war, then I'm with it. But if Trump doesn't want to do it, because Trump is a man of peace, you know. And so I encourage.
War, I want to see you at a recruit.
And I really like Iran, by the way. Iran. Even though
you like
they
Iran?
Even yeah, I do. But
man.
I like Iran, I like Israel, I like Palestine, I guess, and America, and I encourage them all to hold up, hold your horses, keep your shirt on until Trump gets in office. If Trump gets in office, hold up for a year and then see where you are. Take a breath.
What country does your lawyer comply with? What if Trump get in bed with Iran? Would you get in bed with Iran?
Of course. Because it would be for the right reasons.
It's a mutiny. All right. Have a great day, Hank.
All right. You too. Take care.
Good talking to you.
Bye. Lawrence in Idaho is on the line here. Lawrence, thank you for calling and holding there. What is up?
Hi.
Hey.
Gosh, man. All the way from up here. Like a friend of mine just sent me your link, and then I started listening. I'm like, yeah, going back to that Simmons in us.
Yeah.
It is. It's the temptation of, we all have temptation to sin. That's it. No matter what, the temptation is there. It's our choice. Remember, he says it gives us freedom of choice. It's our choice to act upon that temptation. If our eye's going to sin, pluck it out. That means if we have that temptation to look wrongly, no matter what, even look at other people in judgmental ways, pluck the eye out before we do it.
But he doesn't literally mean to pluck out your eye.
No, but what he's saying is basically, what it's saying is we have a choice. If we're going to do it, we might as well just pluck it out so we don't go to, I'd rather pluck my eye out than sin. When he says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. He doesn't say you'll try. He says you will keep them.
Yeah, that part is true. I don't know about the choice thing. I don't know if we have a choice, but
he says we have the choice to make a freedom of choice. To sin, and it's who we are.
Where does it say that?
We have a choice to be good. That's why I was trying to find it, and I was going stupid. I can't even read. I have cataract surgery.
Oh, nice. Wow, congratulations. Oh, yeah. I hope you heal up.
I mean, I need it. It's driving me nuts. It's like, oh, my God. It's like freaking insane. Doctor says, oh, it'll get worse if you don't get it done. I said, get worse. I'm walking blind right now.
But anyway, I think that the fact that we don't really have a choice, that temptation is overpowering sometimes, is
no,
why it says, because the Bible says to flee from temptation, not to tempt yourself.
Look at this. Okay, I haven't drank for 37 years. I turned 37 on the 15th. I have not drank. I had drank, used, or anything. It's over a long time.
I think it's, and, is it, how is it, so you, wait. You are 37, or you? It's been
37. I'm 30. It's been 37 years since I've touched anything.
Okay, so you have touched it. You're not age 37. You are
no.
You haven't touched
37 years.
Okay,
I'm 37 years sober.
Okay, got it.
Now I haven't drank.
Right.
Now I've been tempted like you wouldn't believe in so many different ways. Every minute I do it by minute, by hour, by day, sometimes by. It's always the temptation there because the crazy, it's the escape, the ism, run away from things, not have to deal with certain things. Doing this for 37 years.
I like the staying present by minute and staying present so that you don't get ahead of yourself and dread the, because that dread of the future, that imagining of, oh, right. I don't know if I can keep this up. Oh, for this long. That's a
long
doubt.
Time sometimes.
Yeah, that's a doubt that you don't need.
Because sometimes it's hard if I'm too far ahead of myself.
Right. Yeah, because you're not in reality anymore.
I can handle what's present now, so I won't drink right now. It's the same way as I won't lie right now. I won't steal right now. I won't murder right now. I won't commit adultery. I'll honor my parents, whether they're alive or dead. I'll have only one God right now. And I do this on a constant basis.
Nice.
Because I'm always going to have the thoughts of doubt, not believing God, look at the world, all this kind of stuff. But yet, I know inside by... at all the, I do the same thing in the program of working my steps and working me is to talk myself through the next drink, see exactly where it's going to be. It's the same way I do with my faith. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. I believe there's a lot of organized faith that believe once you say Jesus, come into my heart, you're forgiven no matter what you do. I'm serious. Major beliefs. So If I said that when I was 19, became a pedophile at 21, Jesus would say, I love you. Come sit next to me. Give me a break. When in parts of the Bible, you've got where Jesus was with the parable saying of the king forgiving the servant, which is us. And he turns around and doesn't forgive his servant,
right,
which is sin. The king renounces forgiveness. But see, there's faiths out there. What they want to do is they want to look at the parts of the Bible that belong to them, but they disregard the other parts of the Bible that contradict everything they're saying.
I know. That's so common. Are you in your 50s or 60s or
70s? I'm 61.
Okay.
I'm 61.
So
self-employed.
I want to do this math here. Self-employed. Self-employed?
Yes.
Right on, man. I respect that.
You know, I'll tell you something.
So you haven't drunk since you were 24 years old?
26.
Oh, I can't do math. 26?
It's okay. I've been sober since 1987.
Okay. All right.
And it's my choice to drink or not.
April 16th? So this is your... Did you say April 16th, 1987?
15th.
April 15th. So
five.
A year, so such and such numbers of years and a day.
Correct.
Right on.
Oh, just today.
That is...
See, I still am in today. I just got a lot of today. I got a lot of crazy.
Yeah.
I've got through my own. Look, I mean, sobriety isn't staying sober. Sobriety is being a different person.
I agree with that.
Yeah. It affects everything.
It doesn't revolve around alcohol or all that other stuff.
No, it's food, drugs.
Yeah, exactly.
Gambling, it doesn't matter. It's whatever we choose to do. It's the ism. I have a problem with me that gives with God, with myself, with you, with anybody. So I got to work on me. But and now everybody's not wanting to bring their best in the world.
That's true.
And they're always judgmental. And it doesn't. It's frustrating the daylights out of me. You're talking about this abortion.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah.
But you know what? You know what I noticed? Like, I may get excited about this abortion thing. Excited in a sort of an angry or outraged way. But it really has nothing to do with me. It's just evil in the world. Like, we're supposed to be shocked that evil is in the world. We're Christians. We're supposed to know that the world is evil. And unfortunately, our country is going towards that evil. It shouldn't bother us. We're not supposed to be dismayed at the evil in the world.
Remember, the time of the end, which is close.
Did you switch to speakerphone? Yeah, stay close to your phone. It sounded like you were in an echoey room. Okay.
I was in my, I'm getting my coffee.
So I encourage people, I don't know if you're familiar with JLP, Jesse Lee Peterson, but he says, don't be angry.
No, let me write that down.
Yeah.
What was that again?
Jesse Lee Peterson. Because he says, don't be angry, because that will...
That's another sin.
That's the sin, kind of playing God.
Yes.
That's that pride.
Well, that's having another God before God, because why are you angry? You have no reason to be angry if God's in charge of this
world. Yep.
This is what people don't understand. If Trump's elected, it's what God wants. It's going to happen no matter what. Whatever God wants, he's going to make it happen. It's going to happen his way, the way he wants.
As my previous caller, who is a little crazy, honestly, but he says something that is so true, I think. God's plan. Just accept what is.
Yes.
Nice.
God's plan. Remember, we still have that choice. See, that's where I was making it. The Lord. We have a choice to accept that God is running our life. We have a choice to say that we're sinners. We sinned. We're not sinners. At that point of we're not sinners, no, we're not supposed to be.
Yeah.
And if you lie, it's too easy. It becomes easier to lie.
I know. Once you cross any of those lines, you just become.
I have a little thing. I can get you to eat dog poop. And you're going to, how's that? I can take your favorite ice cream. I can add a little bit of dog poop to it. Flavonoids and fragrance enhancer. And every week I'll add a little more dog poop to it and take away a little more fragrance and take away from the fragrance and the flavonoids. And next thing you know, it turns into 100% dog poop, and you're chasing the dog around looking for your next meal.
Well, I don't know about that extreme, but
no,
I will say that celery tastes like peanut butter to me.
Like you would bleak. If you look at India, they eat cockroaches. They eat bugs. They monkey brains.
On purpose?
Kind of on purpose. Fried rats, dogs, cats, and other places. It's amazing what it is. It's how the person's raised. It's how they're brought up. So if we start keep looking at what other people... It's the same with faith.
That's another reason not to look down on the insane things that people have accepted, like this LGBT stuff,
right,
and the child S-words people, because they've fallen into something that they crossed those lines and they just fell into it's all sin. It's all from sin, you know? So they fell into something.
Everything's from sin.
Yeah, they fell into something that they can't control their temptations. Anyway, man.
Well, that's the problem. I think that's where we got if you can't control the temptations. I believe that demons do exist, and I believe they're all over, and I believe they enter once you accept them to come into you. And I believe it gets worse and worse and worse. I don't believe it gets better. The world's in chaos right now. And somebody says, oh, it's going to get worse before it gets better. I say, yeah, that's the Bible.
It's great hearing from you, Lawrence, in Idaho. Call me again sometime, man.
That I'll do. Thank you very much. You take care and keep doing the good work.
All right. Bye. Nice. Okay, before I get back to calls, there is two lines open, 888-77-JESSE, 1-888-775-3773. Let me talk about these ladies. Since I've mentioned that, I will talk about these ladies. The WNBA. Are they WNBA or is it something else? I'm shaking my head about this. Okay, so, a real star joins the WNBA, guys. We've been hearing about the WNBA ever since that gal got herself arrested, loaded up with drugs in Russia. Brittany Griner gal, mildly attractive, tall, deep-voiced, broad-shouldered, decided she's a not morally straight lesbian lay. That doesn't sound good. Lesbian. That gal, they call her an NBA star. But this gal is sort of a star. Caitlin Clark, I've dreamed of this moment since I was in second grade. First draft pick, WNBA, Women's National Basketball Association. Number one pick by the Indiana Fever. Oh, we're looking at pictures of, that's not Brittany Griner. I mean, that's not Caitlin Clark. There's another of Caitlin Clark. She doesn't look good fashionable. She looks good just being a normal gal. But this gal is they're making it fashionable. Show the Caitlin Clark one if you can find it there, Hassan. She got drafted by the NBA, the Indiana Fever. Whoever heard of Indiana Fever? See, look at this gal. That doesn't suit her. You know that she doesn't wear that. Or maybe she does. In her normal life, you know? What kind of a team name is Indiana Fever? She's expected to bring record crowds to Indiana. She brought ratings, according to Joelle Friday, and I believe it, to the thing. She don't even look comfortable, says Joelle. So for the audio podcast listeners, the WNBA has something called an orange carpet. And so, you know how some other people have a red carpet? Which is fancy. The WNBA has orange carpet. Black people look good against orange, I heard from a fashion person in my art class. But yeah, this gal is wearing like a jacket thing, a shirt / jacket thing. Well, it's a jacket. And then this tube top looking thing, I guess, sort of glittery and silver. The jacket thing is sort of white and has a sheen to it, and then a skirt that matches, and then like these pointy black high heel things, and wearing sunglasses, kind of big on her face, and then her just normal hair. She's this dark haired, dark brown, sort of dark brown haired, white young lady, Caitlin Clark, 22 years old, 6 foot tall. And you guys traumatized me that you're not supposed to say one tall glass of water. You're not supposed to say that. But I heard that from a Christian band. You're one tall glass of water. Did you play basketball? Well, she does. And you guys turned it into something vulgar, so I don't say that anymore. But congrats, young lady. She, like I said at the beginning of the show, she shoots a three-pointers, and it looks great. It looks effortless. That was not the same thing, but it was right on. Women's sports. Okay, so they're trying to turn them all prettier. And, you know, she's white. I don't know what type of white. But she played against boys because her father couldn't find girls' teams for her to play against when she was a little kid. And so she played against the boys. And so she plays like a little boy. You know, because she's still pretty skinny. She was skinnier than Kobe was when Kobe started at 18 years old in the NBA when I was in high school. Okay, so let's see. Show the other pictures of... Okay, so I censored it. You see these red squares because she's showing her a little bit of her stomach. Not actual stomach, but belly. And legs. Okay, so I censored her. She was the least offensive dressed one, though. Oh, this was the second least offensive one. I basically didn't even need to censor this gal. This is a black gal named something. Leah Edwards, something like that. And she's wearing this white dress. So they're showing off how these gals are pretty now. Because the NBA used to have only mannish big women. That may not be totally accurate, but we're showing off the WNBA. Okay, so this gal was like triple, three strikes and you're out, young lady. Okay, so this gal had a high slit in her skirt thing and only one shoulder covered. And I think this really is a gal, but her makeup is so heavy that she looks like she could be, I'm not even going to say that, but the transgenders have traumatized Hake so that Hake doesn't know when a woman is a woman or not. Cameron Brink. See, even Cameron, the name Cameron is a... Oh, I did cover her collarbones. Her collarbones look like ladies' collarbones. She has like a side slit thing opening in her dress. What a mess. But I think... if she didn't have too much makeup, this one looks sort of white. This gal looks sort of white. And had she not had too much makeup, then she wouldn't have looked so transgender-ish. And shout out to the transgenders, but I disavow it. Okay, next one. Again, censorship. That gal, I didn't really need to censor her either. This one's classy looking. This is a legitimately pretty young lady. Very dark black gal, but nice color of dress. Sort of an aqua teal blue green sheen color. Nice. Right on, young lady. Her name is something. What is this? Niadiu Puoch. Nice. I can't make out her facial features. She's too dark black. But anyway, okay, next one. This one wasn't so bad, I guess. This gal looks like a Hispanic gal. Not sure. Alyssa Peely. Maybe she's part black, or maybe she's Pacific Islander, but she has like a big old tattoo that I covered on her shoulder. Exposed shoulder. Okay. They're showing off the ladies trying to draw crowds to watch. This was a classy outfit, but again, showing, I don't want to use the word, I don't want to use that word. A cropped thing. Anyway, mildly attractive Nika Mühl. WNBA draft 2024 State Farm. This, I totally thought it was a dude. And I sent her the face. This person is dressed, this person named Daisha Fair. Is dressed in a tuxedo with a crooked red bow tie and sporty shoes. And I censored the face because it just seemed like I couldn't tell if this, I literally thought it was, I'm like, why did they put a dude in there at the WNBA thing? And he looks short, but I, it might be a gal. We wish her well. I think, anyway, I think that they tie their hair back too much. This gal, they really showed off. I had to, that one I definitely had to censor it. This lady is Angel Reese. Angel Reese, I know, I recognize that name because they said Angel Reese went to the Chicago, get this team name, Sky, Hague censoring kneecaps, says Joel. Congratulations, you went to the Chicago Sky. Imagine, the men get the Chicago Bulls. That's a nice name, right? Chicago Sky? I guess it's sort of girly. There's this one person named Cameron Brink. Oh, yeah, the one who looked sort of far away. She looked sort of transgender in the face, at least. Cameron Brink went to the Los Angeles Sparks. Ridiculous. But anyway, they're prettier now. So more people are going to start watching. Fashion moments from the WNBA. Yeah, congratulations. Now she's in my town, this Cameron Brink gal. Gave Putin freedom? Wait, what is this? Okay. Yeah, she would be pretty if she didn't use so much makeup. Ease up on the makeup, ladies. Camila Cordasco, was also in the top 10. Okay, so that's your little WNBA update. Why did I cover this? I don't know. It's time for some music, though, guys. It is Steve Taylor Tuesday, everybody. Steve Taylor Tuesday. This track is called Down Under. Shout out to those down under. The Hake viewers, the JLP viewers, the Anger Baby viewers, the Joel Friday TV viewers. Down Under. Is that only Australia or is it also New Zealand? I hope you enjoy it. It's from the 1988 album. And then I'll get back to calls, guys. Callers, I'm remiss in not getting to you. The best we could find, plus three that didn't make it out before. Hope you enjoy it. It's Christian, guys. Steve Taylor, 1988, Down Under.
We don't have that name on file. Down, down, under.
1988. Someone told the state police to shoot on sight. And they all obeyed. Damn. Under. I don't know what it's about, but I liked it with the kid. Under. Hey, Bethany. Facebook crew. I just know it's Christian. I will get to your super chats, guys. Under. Well, thank you guys for bearing with me through that beautiful music, guys, again, and gal. Guys includes gals, okay? You people complaining about gendered language. I saw on a Rumble rant, my understanding is that WNBA is 99% lesbian, and they ostracize straight women, says Goethe. Well, when you said my understanding is WNBA, that reminded me that they are majorly subsidized by, like, to the tune of, what, $10 million a year? Something like that? No, I don't know. By the NBA ratings. So maybe they'll start pulling their weight by being pretty and playing like men. There was this one gal who played the UFC. I guess it's not playing. Fought for UFC. Ronda Rousey. And they said, oh, she fights like a man almost, except she got rocked by a blonde gal. Remember that? So she was kind of short-lived. Let me check over on buymeacoffee.com. I did see some came through, guys. Someone bought 5 coffees yesterday. Keep up the good work, Hake. Smiley face, as in the colon, which is 2 dots, okay? Not the colon is part of the body, but the 2 dots colon. And the closed parentheses, that smile. Nice. Thank you, someone, with your coffees. C-on-C bought 20 coffees, very generous donation, for Hake's hiking shoe fund. Because Hake wears Sanuk sandals that are supposedly sandals, but they look like shoes because they have canvas over them. That are from 2009, and they're sort of falling apart a little bit. They're coming apart just a touch. But, well, thank you, Sion C. Appreciate your 20 coffees for Hake's hiking shoe fund. I won't use those toward coffee. I'll use those toward hiking shoes, maybe. Thank you, Sion. Appreciate that. That's kind. Thanks for the support. Carver bought a coffee. Hey, Hake, your rapping at the beginning of the show has inspired me to clip the audio and put it in that AI music generator thing Jake Husden was talking about. Shout out to Jake. To create some Hake music, not to be confused with Hake music that plays during the break. Indeed. But songs from the actual Lord Goodhair himself. Nice. If you could do me a favor and say a few more raps real quick to fill out the material, that would be much appreciated. Look forward to the finished project coming soon. I think my dad's gone crazy. That's Haley. Haley, right? That's her name, right? The daughter to Eminem. Back when Eminem was not overgrown, angsty person who needs to outgrow his angst. Shout out to Eminem. And war, 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 war. What is it good for? Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely nothing, 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 nothing. War, war, war. I know that that's not really a rap song, but that's the first time I ever heard that song was from Bone Thugs. I'm like, oh, when Jackie Chan sang that song to Chris Tucker, not to be confused with Chris Rock, even though they all look alike. Well, not anymore, because Chris Tucker got fat. I was like hoping that the Bone Thugs rap song would come in, but it was some old school war song. War. Who? What is it good for? Absolutely nothing, unless Trump is the man behind waging the war, righteous war like King David. For Christ. Sweet. Thank you, guys. Appreciate that. And thanks to the DLive crew, Kilo Alpha Tango for the ice cream. Coffee Talk with Sandra, as always. Cradle to Grave, no fear. Congrats for your subscription from Coffee Talk with Sandra. Thanks for hosting, Jig Huston 12. And thanks for the follows. And Dr. Bloom, nice. Thanks for the lemons. Hey, sweet. And shout out to the people on the Rumble crew and the Facebook crew. I got to get to Daniel in Tejas, who's been on hold forever. Daniel in Texas, thanks for calling and holding there, man. What's up?
Hey, thank you for having me, James.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about education. I wanted to ask you about education and its importance. So what is important about education, James?
Education, what is important about it? It's important, I think, to know how to read, to know how to write, to know how to do math. And I think that it actually is important a bit to know true history, if there is, you know, as best of the truth as you can, and let the kids know that not everything is true. I think that's, and from that you can teach yourself, you know, from that foundation you can go and learn as much or as little as you want, and then also work. How's that?
Okay. I'm just curious what your opinion is.
What would you say, in short?
I think it's very important, and I think it's a way out for people who would otherwise not have a means of getting into a career that is that suits their abilities, a career that they have aptitude for. Many people get into jobs because of people they know, maybe family or friends, but if you have a vested interest and an aptitude for a certain thing, and you don't know anybody in those programs, you should go to school.
Yeah.
And because what ends up happening is you meet the instructors who have connections, because the schools want you to succeed, because when you go out into the workforce, you basically profess the school. And it allows that the workforce to go to that school for recruits and apprentices.
Ah, yeah.
So education, just on the social standpoint, is very important, especially when you have no other way to break into a field. The STEM degrees in particular, and
science, technology, engineering, and math, STEM, for those who don't know. Yeah.
And the technical skill sets of electrician, plumbing, HVAC, automotive, diesel. These are areas that you can go to school and break into the industry of your choosing. If you don't want to work a particular line of work for the rest of your life, and
those ones that you just named, those are at like trade schools. Are you saying those, or maybe community colleges?
Right, community colleges, trade schools. Ideally, you want something accredited, because it will be a recognized program
for most
employers. So typically that's going to come out of most community colleges.
You know what? Speaking of that, I saw at the gym there was a sign for, such and such day will we do become a certified personal trainer. And we have the training program. Similar idea.
Yeah, if you're in a line of work and you want advancement, typically, well, not typically, but some companies will offer their own curriculum. And
yeah,
you can enter into those. And, you know, if you're interested in continuing your career for that particular company, it'd be a good idea to have a, to get into those programs because your company wants to profess those programs.
I don't know what woman came in and brainwashed us or when it was, but I remember my class, I don't know if it was art class, maybe it was, I think it was, but I don't,
it was probably art class.
But, and that was in college, but it might have, it might even have been in high school. The women, I want to say women, I want to blame it on women, but there were men saying this stuff too. We're fighting against the prevailing wisdom, and I think it was wisdom, that said you get an education toward a career. They're like, we need to separate the notion of getting an education for the sake of getting a career. They wanted to break that. So I, my thing in my education was not with necessarily a career in mind. My dad had told me, hey, you get your BA, bachelor's degree, just simply having that degree, you will have more opportunities, more people will hire you because some people, there are some employers that you have to have a degree. It doesn't matter what it's in. But that kind of is divorced from reality. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And in reality, I've never worked a job where I needed a degree. And thank God for that because it was a kind of a useless art degree. I mean, I did learn a little bit of Photoshop, but there these guys who never took Photoshop in college are more advanced in Photoshop than Hake. So I'm pointing to like Anchor Baby, Daniel, the producer of The Fallen State, and these other people. They know better stuff than Hake. So anyway.
Yeah. My point is if you have no other options.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You don't know anybody. You want to enter into a particular area that is, you know, in the STEM realm where you're not going to see a lot of women, right? Where you're less likely to encounter women because it's very labor intensive.
Right.
So if you want to pursue that and you don't have any connections, you should go to school. And you should find an accredited school. And if you have to work to kind of pay the difference, then do that. I know a lot of people say school is, they can't afford it. You can figure it out.
Right.
And you put the pen to paper and you put the work together. And I'm not going to say it's hard work. It's just you have to do it.
Yeah.
And once you have filled out those logical, you know, the financial stuff, and I put it together, make those connections, go to school with the intent of being successful and, you know, meet those people because those people want to show that their program is world class. They want to,
right.
You know, that's their job.
And then they want you to donate to them with a good career that you have sometimes.
Well, they want you to go to their school.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know,
ahead means money. Some ahead meaning a person means money for them.
So if you're looking for a way to, as JLP, I'm going to use JLP's words, to work on yourself, school. I mean that's just a one word answer for that. So
nice. Well, thank you for the message, man. I appreciate that. It's good to
hear
from
you. Go to
school,
kids.
Right on. Thanks, Daniel. Take care.
You're welcome.
Bye. James in New York is on the line here. James, thank you for calling and holding, man. What is up?
Hey, Hank.
Hey.
I want to touch on a little bit of a topic you were talking about earlier with someone about like white kids, you know, at protests, like hating on white people or being like, I guess you could say, like, racist towards whites.
Towards whites, yeah.
I think the reason why, like, a lot of white kids or like, you know, woke gay people are doing it, because I feel like it's the only acceptable form.
Stay close to your phone.
Oh, sorry. Kinda... Can you hear me better now?
Yeah.
Yep. I think it's the only acceptable form with, you know, this in quotation marks towards a particular group, because hating on white people.
Hey, James in New York, you went away from your phone again.
Their own race.
James.
And I
James.
Like because James. A lot of these white people
James.
Are like,
can you hear me?
You know, they want to be accepted by
what
people,
what the heck?
Or they have hate in their heart. And
James,
they,
I'm going to put them on hold. I don't think you can hear
oh,
me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You
I'm
were just
sorry,
babbling
buddy.
And going in and out and it's like hard
you
to...
You know what? I should probably call another day because I'm at a job and like in a bad service. I'm sorry, man.
Okay.
I didn't know you couldn't hear me.
Yeah, you're kind of...
I'll call...
Well, you're sounding fine now. You're just getting sloppy with your phone position. But if you are if you're at your job, then and you don't and you need to be working, then go ahead and work. But if you're on
if
you're on a break,
can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Yeah, I'm on a break. Yeah.
Okay, if you're on a break and you can hear me now, and yeah, I was trying to shout and you weren't hearing me, and you were like having your phone like way away from it, and like, it was coming in and out, and it was distracting.
My bad, homie. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
No, but what I was saying, if you hear me now,
yeah.
I was saying that a lot of these woke white kids, you know, the only acceptable form of hate they can show to another race is to their own race, you know, and they actually get applauded for it. I think a lot of these kids who are doing this, because they're filled with hate, they know that the only other race they can attack is their own. And not suffer, you know, like cancellation or, you know, being, you know, canceled or anything like that. So they continue to push that. And like all the other races or the people at these protests, they bring them as like a way to, you know, bring, I guess, legitimacy to their cause. They don't care about these white kids coming there because, you know, ultimately they hate them themselves. But when they have infiltrate communities like that and turn, you know, whites against each other, that just makes their causes look like reputable in a way.
Yeah. They call it multiracial. They call it diverse. They call it, and they deceive them. Like my first caller today, Jaime in Minnesota, a sensible young man. Except he's a Paul denier, but shout out to him anyway. Mm-hmm. But he almost fell for the white fragility thing. He read that gal's book, and they brainwash them to, and it seems cool. It seems acceptable. It seems smart. It seems educated to be anti-white, and it's a mess. It is a mess.
Yeah, and I feel
but
like
in reality, nobody really loves anybody.
Yeah,
on
I feel
any
like
side.
It's the equivalent to like the self-hating whites. You know, it's the equivalent to like how black people use the N-word. You know, like whites want to hate on themselves, so it's like that. You know, it's like, oh, I can't say these things about another race, but because I have this hate in my heart, I'm going to say them about my own race. And then they can get whatever that wanting to be, you know, like that out of them and get a pat on the back at the same time.
Yeah. I take issue with the term self-hating. I mean, people do hate themselves. Most people do hate themselves, I think, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But when they're bashing the other race, when they're bashing the same race, they're saying, I'm not like those whites. I know that, you know, it has nothing to do with self. It's everybody wants to separate themselves from people on whom they look down, and as if they're different from them, but they're not. They're everybody as hate filled as anybody.
Mm.
It's a mess.
And I just wanted to touch on abortion real quick.
Okay.
I was thinking about how like they're making it law and everything, or like where they can do it everywhere. But and like I know women say their body's their choice.
Yeah.
But what happens when we've accepted it into law, and then it's like, oh, a fetus isn't alive; it's not considered a human while it's in your body. Can that also have a double-edged sword to where now, like maybe in the future, the government can tell women, oh, you have to get an abortion because that's not a living thing. And for whatever, you know, dystopian future, they probably, like, well, not even dystopian future. China did that, you know, like they told women, oh, you can't have more than one child.
Yeah, and then they changed it to two children.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they started discriminating against the baby girls, the unborn baby girls, and so they have too many men, males per females in the in their live population.
You know, I had a feeling that they did that purposely. I feel like because China probably really does want to go to war. How can you convince a whole country to go to war? You take love out of it. You take the opposite sex out of it, and then you have a bunch of, you know, single men can't find women, can't create families.
Your phone went bad again, man.
You need, and that's how you get a huge army of just, you know, people who have nothing to live for besides to fight for their country.
That's quite a conspiracy theory, man. They don't seem to. They don't seem to be as warlike as Americans and other countries. So far.
Well, not warlike, but if you wanted to prepare for war and have a high, you know.
I don't know, man. Hey, your phone went crazy again.
You don't have family, you know?
Your phone went crazy again. Man, it's good hearing from you, James, and whatever. Oh, he disconnected. I didn't hang up on him. But thanks for your call, James in New York. Appreciate that. Interesting theory on China. Stephen in Maryland is on the line here. Stephen, thank you for calling. What is up?
Yes, sir. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Good. I'm calling in to reference about education.
You're coming in a little quiet. Can you come closer to the phone?
I'm right up on it.
That's better. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Am I right now?
Yeah. Is it S-T-E-P-H-E-N? Or S-T-E-V-N.
Yes,
okay, nice.
Good name.
Yeah.
Great name.
Yeah, it
is. When Jesse was talking about how good it was back in the day?
Yeah.
See, I was back in the day, too. I'm 87.
Nice. What an
and
honor.
It wasn't all that good back in the day. We had universities. You know, we had universities. We had colleges. But we had one that was an accredited college. That's the problem. All our universities wasn't accredited.
Uh-huh.
In other words, our degrees wasn't worth a dime.
Although so some...
That's why they wanted to go to the white schools.
Ah. But, hey, if you stay with it, you would get your... If you stayed with it, the stuff that you learned was still valuable. It's just that the
they wouldn't hire you.
The honor... certain people wouldn't hire you, but if you kept at it, you would get you would raise your reputation. You have to start it from the bottom. Now we're here. Started from the bottom. Now you're here. If you had just stayed with it, not you, but the colleges, the black colleges, had stayed with it and not tried to be not worried about the accredited thing. They would either get accredited or they would get their own accreditation by being great.
How are you going to prove you're great if you don't get the job?
Because you don't need that job. You make your own job.
If you're an engineer, how are you going to create something to get your own job?
That's what the problem is. You have a can't-do attitude. Blacks,
no, I didn't say that. I was just saying.
You need a can-do
attitude. I'm not an engineer. You'd be surprised what I was when I grew up.
Nice.
An air traffic controller.
Wow.
I was in the Air Force for 30 years.
Nice.
30. I married a white German lady.
Whoa, you still married to her?
No, she's dead now.
But you were still married to her when she died?
2 years.
You were a widower then? You're a widower?
Yes.
Okay.
I got four zebras.
Are they literally striped?
No, not really, but, you know. I had never had a set of twin boys.
So there was this school by Booker T. Washington. Didn't some whites fund his school?
I don't know,
but he knew to work with
people. I
mean,
that was Tuskegee?
Yeah, Tuskegee Institute.
Yeah, I know about that. That's where the Red Tails came from. You know, Airmen, Tuskegee Airmen?
Oh, okay. That's what they were called, the Red Tails?
You know, another thing odd about that, none of them became commercial pilots.
Is that a bad thing or is that fine?
That's a bad thing.
Is that because of discrimination against them?
Yes.
I say that's fine. Discrimination is okay. Because they could have made their own black airlines. And
you start up an airline. Where you get the capital from?
Grow it. Grow the capital.
Grow it out of what?
Build it by building your value,
you know,
in the world.
You kind of sound like Jesse D. Peterson.
Thank you.
I wouldn't say that. All those things in his closet. I wouldn't say that either.
You're an 87-year-old man.
Right.
You should be more sensible than to be dirty like that.
I'm not dirty.
Yeah,
who
you
said
are.
I was dirty? What did I do? That was dirty.
Now you're playing innocent. Are you black?
I'm asking.
You're black, right?
No, I'm brown.
You're Hispanic?
Nope.
You're Arab?
Nope.
Then you're not brown. You're black.
I am brown.
Are you Indian?
Nope.
Then you're black, man.
No, I'm brown.
Well, your skin is brown, but you are black.
No, I'm
not. And you're especially black on the inside. But you're 87 years old, man. Congratulations. That's a nice life so far.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't make it that far.
I know.
Yeah, like I had a hard time getting a job when I came out of the military, too.
Oh, yeah?
I couldn't get a job as an air traffic controller.
So who hired you?
No, I changed my job. I went to an electrician.
Oh, right on. That's cool.
Just move right along.
Where did you get educated to be an electrician?
Went to trade school.
Nice.
Uncle Sam financed it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, you were in the military 30 years. And
yeah.
So the government paid for it.
Yeah.
Or the taxpayers.
Well, I'll pay taxes. That's me.
Nice. Right on.
Yeah.
I pay taxes, too. That's cool.
There you go. Another question, too. He wasn't going to say, the Trump guy. This Trump guy.
Yeah. You vote for him?
Heck no.
Whoa. You're 87 years old. You're supposed to be sensible by this point.
Sensible?
Sensible.
But what?
Wise.
White?
Wise.
Why?
Wise. Like you're smart.
Wise. I'm supposed to be wise.
Yes.
I am.
Well, then how come you didn't vote for Trump? You must be brainwashed.
He's an ungodly man.
Come on. No, he's not.
Yes, he is. He got three wives. You don't suppose to have one.
Well, that is in his past. He was ungodly when he did all those things.
That ain't in the past. Wife Melania, what's her name? Melania?
What's he
Melania?
Supposed to, let's say he repented. What's he supposed to do?
He didn't repent.
How do you know that?
And then?
If he repented.
Wait a minute. I got another one for you.
No.
He's an adulterer?
Huh?
He's an adulterer.
I know. That's in his past.
What do you mean it's in his past? That's why he's being sued now.
No. Are you talking about the criminal trial?
Yes.
They both denied it.
Who?
Both the Stephanie Clifford, who goes by Stormy Daniels from the
she
Dirty
denied
People.
He didn't do nothing?
She denied that she slept with him, and he denied that he slept with her. So
what are you paying him money for?
I don't know. I don't even know if he did. Maybe he did. I don't know.
Whose business is that? How is that your business? Huh?
How is that your business?
It ain't none of my business. I'm just telling you what's going on.
Was King David...
Next thing.
Are you a Christian?
No, I believe in a higher power.
Do you believe in King David?
Who was that?
King David, a man after God's own heart. He committed adultery and murder.
What I got to do with me?
And then he repented.
Okay.
So that this adultery, murder stuff, that's in the past.
I ain't got nothing to do with David. I wasn't even talking about David.
I know, but you're talking about Trump like you know what you're
That's
talking about.
Right. He's in the past. He's in the present right now.
Trump is in the present being God's man.
Right now.
And he's telling the
truth. Wait a minute. Let me give you the third one.
All right.
Who looks at that daughter and pats him on the butt and says, if she wasn't my daughter, I would date her?
A man who knows that he had an attractive daughter.
Are you out of your mind?
What?
I don't even look at my daughter in that way.
I know.
I got a daughter. I wouldn't even think about that.
Is Ivanka pretty? Mildly attractive.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So he knows that. Everybody knows that.
And
so
I wouldn't say that. I still wouldn't say that about my daughter.
Well, you wouldn't say it, but Trump did say it, according to
right.
you.
Right.
So says
he's
you.
An ungodly man.
That's not. I mean, whatever.
You know that.
That's in the
past.
You
don't want to give it up, do you?
No,
okay.
You can't.
It's okay.
You want to how are you believing in a higher power
right.
and judging him over sexual stuff from back
I
when he was
judge.
Wilder? Were you ever lustful?
Sure.
Then how are you better than Trump?
I didn't say I was better than him. I just said what he
are
did.
Are you a godly man?
Yes, I think I'm a godly man.
But you've been lustful.
Okay.
So then how are you godly?
I'm still godly.
Well, Trump is still godly, too.
So he ain't.
How not?
He's still at it.
Still at
that's
it?
Why, that's good.
Well,
that's
good
why
for him. Are you still at it?
On.
Are you still at it?
No.
Good for you.
I'm done now.
Nice. I respect that.
That's why I call him Farrakhan Leghorn.
Farrakhan?
You know who Farrakhan Leghorn was?
I'm not sure I want to know. What did you just
say? It's a chicken, and it's a cartoon. You don't remember Farrakhan Leghorn?
Spell it, if you can.
F-O-G-L-O-G, fog.
Fog log.
F-O-G-H-O-R-N, Foghorn.
Foghorn.
And,
oh, yeah,
Foghorn. Then we come with the Leghorn, L-E-G-H-O-R-N.
Okay, yeah, I've heard this term before, Foghorn Leghorn. I'm going to have to search
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's a chicken. It's a cartoon.
Oh, that guy. Oh, I know
yeah.
him. Wait, what about...
Yeah, there you go.
You said that Trump is like him?
He looks like him.
Yeah, that guy's
big,
a Chad.
White chicken.
He's a
yeah,
Chad.
Big white chicken with little hands.
Foghorn Leghorn is a likable man.
Yeah, big...
Rooster.
Big fat chicken.
Rooster,
little
man.
Hands and a little beak. Big, little thin lips he got.
A big beak.
No, he got a little one. Look at him.
Because he's white. He's a white man.
No, he's a chicken.
Now you're just being dismissive.
I'm talking about Farrakhan Leghorn now.
Okay.
I wasn't talking about Trump. I said I called Trump Farrakhan Leghorn.
Well, that's cute. Well, it's yeah. nice. It's great talking with you, Stephen, in Maryland, man.
Great state. Come see us.
Oh, yeah, Maryland. Hey.
Good old Baltimore.
Baltimore is pretty rough, but I know some decent
parts
men
of it.
Even in Baltimore.
Yeah, we got good parts of Baltimore.
Oh, yeah.
Got all these big teams downtown. Nobody gets hurt.
Did you vote for Giovanni Patterson?
Of course.
You did?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm an independent.
Nice. So you voted for Giovanni.
I'm not a Republican.
So you voted for Giovanni Patterson?
Yes.
That's awesome, man. Hey. Well, see, you have
I
some sense.
You didn't.
Well, I would have, though.
But you didn't.
Well, because I'm not from Baltimore, man. I'm in L.A.
No, that's the president.
Giovanni Patterson.
Where
is,
are you from?
I'm from Los Angeles. Well, I'm...
California?
Anaheim. No, I'm from California, yeah.
Hey, was you originally born in Los Angeles?
Well, outside of L.A., in the suburbs.
You can tell me what suburbs?
West Covina.
Who?
West Covina.
Wow.
Yeah, it's near...
That's a little concave, ain't it? A little white concave.
Yeah, I guess so. It's near Pasadena, Arcadia, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Okay, I've been there a couple of times.
Right.
Not
on.
There, I went to Long Beach.
Oh, yeah, Long Beach, yeah. Strong Beach. A lot of blacks in Long Beach. Some of them are fast.
Hispanics, too.
Yeah, true.
I couldn't get around them.
Yep.
Well, look, are you married?
Not at this point, man.
Were you ever?
No, I have not ever been married.
But I see you guys got a hatred for women. Why y'all got a hatred for women?
I don't have. I love women.
No, you don't. Every time I turn around, you say something bad about them.
I know, but there's a lot bad to say about them. But I still like them.
That means you got about two or three women laying around somewhere, right? Since you're single.
Maybe.
Don't you know?
I don't have to say. I keep some of parts of my life private.
That's
for the
not
sake of
private. I ain't no private. I got three or four women around with that.
Well, I'm a godly man. I don't
godly.
Date.
You ain't married. You
I don't
can have
two
all
time.
You want.
I don't two time and I don't do S word out of wedlock.
You're not two timing.
Huh?
You got two timing because you got.
Well,
two,
that's three or four
women?
Timing. I don't three or four time. Steven, man, I got to keep it moving. It's good talking with you.
Okay.
Call me again.
All right.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Sam in Alaska is on the line here. Sam, thank you for calling and holding there, man.
Hello.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
Oh, good.
What time is it in Alaska?
9:38.
Nine. Okay, right on. It's not so early.
Yep. We spoke a few times, probably within the last year or two. But one thing, like in the comments, some people are in agreement. The biggest thing for young kids to do is like reading, writing, arithmetic, get into a trade, get into something. Like personally, I'm a truck driver.
Nice.
I'm not saying truck driving is for everybody, but a kid could, you know, 21 years of age, you can become a truck driver, work at a company for 6 months, buy your own truck, start running your own truck, make, you know, $200-$300K a year.
Yeah.
And there's options out there without college, which pretty much probably 90% of us recognize, but then there's a bunch of people pushing college on the kids.
Yeah.
So that part is sad. You have a bunch of pushers of college, and they claim, like, you get this college degree, you're going to get paid so much money. But, hey, guess what? The people working in the office that dispatch the truck I'm running, hey, they went to college. Guess what? They're in college debt. Like,
yep.
Not a single truck driver I've ever spoke to told me they're in debt to college.
That's
they're
awesome.
In debt to, like, a repair shop, you know, paying back a shop. But it's a little bit different. You're still working. It's not like you have a burden over your head 99% of the time.
Yeah.
So it's one thing personally I've seen is a bunch of our younger generation. I'm 25 going on 26.
Nice.
But like most young people, even my age, they don't want to work. I was going to use some swear words in there, but that's the big problem. Like most people don't want to work with our younger generation.
You're saying that the older people don't have any patience for the younger generation of so-called workers?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying our younger generation doesn't want to work.
Oh yeah.
They don't want to put in the time. They don't want to go jump through a few hoops, you know, to make a paycheck. Like, it's easy to make money. You just pretty much have to show up on time, show up when you're called, and show up there, get loaded. I'm a truck driver.
Loaded with money, not loaded with alcohol or whatever, obviously.
Preferably.
Right.
Yeah, like it's you show up, you get loaded, you take the load from point A to point B.
Loaded from point B. Loaded up on the truck. Okay, I thought you...
Yeah.
Ignore Hake. Hake doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah,
Trucker like, jargon.
It's simple. Like, it...
Yeah.
Not, if you don't have a criminal background, you can get up onto, like, airplane or... what do they call them? Airports. Get onto airports. You can get onto places where they have the ships and stuff. You have a TWIC card and stuff. It makes it a lot easier. You're more available for a bunch of the loads. Pretty much if you don't have a criminal record, you're young, 18, 25, 30. Like at those young ages, there's almost like no reason to make an excuse.
Nice.
You can't find a job. Like, yeah, if you're medically disqualified, you can't pass a medical or something. But, like, passing a medical for a CDL is cake. It's pretty easy.
CDL.
I mean, you got 350-pound, 400-pound guys driving semi-trucks that pass a medical.
Wow. Yeah, true. And then there are ways to get fit even as a trucker. I know a lot of truckers have a problem with that.
Get fit, don't get fat.
Yeah. Man, it's great to hear from you. There are a lot of truckers per capita.
Yep. You have a good one. I'm not going to hang up on you. You can do that on your side.
I like your pace in speaking, Sam, in Alaska. Appreciate you, man. Take care.
Yep.
All right. Bye. I was saying there are a lot of truckers per capita in the Hake pit, the Hake chat, because, well, I've noticed when I was producer for the Jesse Lee Peterson show, a lot of truckers listened to JLP, black and white. Did you know that there are black truckers? Hey, shout out to the black truckers. And he talked about if you don't have a criminal record, even if you have a criminal record, you might be able to become a trucker. DUI, maybe not. DUI, maybe you just have to do something else. I don't even know if you can do Uber with a driving under the influence, or DWI, driving while intoxicated. But shout out to the truckers. A lot of them are quality people, except for Tony from California. No, Tony might be a okay guy to work with and do business. Do a little business with. Watch out for him, though. You got to watch out for people. They will mess you up because they don't care. Nice. So yes, Hake has a lot of flat earthers and truckers and late and children and ladies. I saw a complaint a couple months back from maybe Nugget Man that Hake has too many women in his chat. Terrible. Is that true? Ladies, don't be so busy in the chat. I mean, you're welcome, I guess, but sometimes the snake pit may play too rough, and also it's like a waste of time. So, Hake looking at the snake pit. No wonder the economy is going down the drain. So watch out. I got to get to this story. Go to the simp folder. Let's show this in the last 5 minutes here. It's the last 5 minutes until there's 10 till, and in the last 5 minutes till 5 till, I'm going to have to like play the music and stuff. So the snake pit, I mean the simp folder, I saw this on the neighborhood app. I'm censoring the guy's name because I don't want to dox him. But I saw this going kind of viral on this social media platform called the neighborhood app, something like that. Neighbor something? How time flies, this guy posted from some beach down here in SoCal. Way too fast. I celebrated my 45th wedding anniversary to my wonderful wife, Laura. And this is kind of nice, okay? I'm calling him a simp, but it's true, but it's kind of like the harsh truth. He's in, look at him. Anyway, who knew both of us working at McDonald's, McDonald's, based on PCH, in Pacific Coast Highway, in Newport Beach, would begin a 50-year relationship. So they must have been together for 5 years before they got married, 45th anniversary. The secret to our success? The ability to adapt to change and the willingness to work through challenges together. She is the best. Sim! But that's nice. After 3 children and 4 grandchildren, we are looking forward to see what our huge future holds for us. You only had 3 kids. It's okay. It's better than like 1 or 2 or 0, I guess, for sure. 4 grandchildren, not too bad. All right, hey. So what caught my eye, though, was this picture of this thing that he carved at the beach. A sandcastle thing. And it says 45. Hey, that's our favorite president. That's our greatest president, 45. Trump, by the way. Maybe these people are Trump supporters. But it has a little heart under it, carved out of sand. And it says, fun years. Something 79 to something something 2024. Chris and Laura. Laura. Heart, 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 heart. I love you. Happy anniversary. Like he carved this into the sand. Kind of an attractive little thing that he made. Big thing. It looks like life size. Impressive. How do you get the holes in the 4 and the 5? Pretty cool. So that's some skills. But he's using his skills to simp. I disavow that a little bit. I like that he's been married that long, I guess. Most of the time, when they do marry, the man kind of caves. Okay, so show the next picture that he's standing in front of it. And he's doing the hang loose sign. The pinky finger out and the thumb finger out. If the thumb is a finger, I guess it's not, whatever. And the other finger is closed. Hey. And he's sort of this fat but strong looking stout guy. And the gal looks maybe like slightly older than him, or I don't know. But I don't think she is older than him. Oftentimes the gals look like they're older than the guy, especially at that age. Zoom in on those two faces just so I can see. With it. Well, I don't know. Maybe we don't need to. Well, zoom in a little bit. Yeah. Just on the. So both of them are captured. If you can there, Hassan. Ugh. A face only a husband could love. Nah. Shout out to the. I don't want to be mean. The sun's in her eyes. She's scowling a little bit. Okay. So. Right on. Right on. Okay, so show them young, though. She was a mildly attractive gal. And he looked all eager to be with her. He's like barely taller than her, too. He looks like he's short. I could be wrong. Hey, shout out to the short guys. I know guys who are shorter than their wives. But they're still alpha men. He looks like he's... Show the wedding picture or whatever this thing is. He's like wearing this red. I'm going after him and I gotta end my show. He looks like Luke Skywalker. Doesn't he look sort of like Luke Skywalker, that guy, Mark Hamill? He's more alpha than Luke Skywalker, which isn't saying much. Mark Hamill's lame. We found out he's a Trump hater. But anyway, it's a shame that they're simps now. I got to end the show, though, guys. This has been the Hake Report. Shout out to the long-married people. I respect it. This is Coin Laundry Loser by 2:38 Tuesday Adios, America. Joel Friday next. Bye. I don't know drums. I did take a couple lessons from my sister-in-law in church, who played drums in church.
So tired, you sleep with the light on with the stereo blasting in your ear, you know you're tired when your sins are square. I'm a coin laundry loser with a degree on the car.
Haig loves to sit in his high tower and criticize others.
Hold your breath, count to ten, save your cursing for the Navy wing nut.
Haig is short. Over the smallest things, I know everything is fake. Whatever. Crap music.
You know you're wired when your senses fail. I'm a coin laundry loser with a degree on the car alarm. 83 Pontiac, painted black. Keep the loved ones posted. Someday they will have to come and bail you out. Hold your breath, count to ten.
I gotta schedule Joel Friday. Yikes. That would have been bad. Joel Friday next. Thank you, guys.
Keep loved ones posted. Someday they will have to come and bail you out. Hold your breath, count to ten. Save your cursing for the Navy wing nut.
So good. Adios, America.